Good afternoon, Chag Sameach, and hope you're having an awesome Erev Shabbos. So I have to tell you an amazing story. It started yesterday. I got a text from a number that I did not recognize saying as follows, "Hi, Rabbi, I found your bag at a bus station." Now, seeing how I didn't recognize the number, didn't lose a bag, and honestly, haven't taken a bus in Toronto for about like 32 years, I just assumed it was spam or someone phishing to get info from me. But then I saw that they also called, which was a little bit unique for people that scam. So cautiously, I reached out by text, said thanks, and asked what bag, to which they responded that it had a cell phone in it and also had a wallet with it with my name and number. So I quickly felt my belt back pocket, and sure enough, well, my wallet was in my back pocket. So now this seemed even sketchier. So I asked him to send a picture of the bag, which he politely obliged, and the bag was a purse. Certainly not mine. But then he sent a picture of a wallet in it, and sure enough, it said, "In emergency, call Rabbi Lipner," with my cell phone on it. Now, this was getting really weird. I couldn't figure this one out for the life of me until I looked more closely at the picture, and on the corner of the picture at the top, I could see a credit card poking out of a pocket with the name of this 94-year-old woman that I know. Crazy, right? How did I know this woman? So long story short, she'd called Uja. Yeah, Uja. What's Uja? UJA, when you pronounce it. One day, she'd looked it up on the internet, and she called about a year ago, and she was looking for a Jewish organization because this woman, born in Warsaw before the war, lived in many countries but never had children, lived in Toronto with no family, and was worried that she would not have a Jewish burial because she didn't know anyone. So normally, UJA doesn't deal with this kind of stuff. Luckily, I was on staff. So the person took the call, connected her to me. We hit it off. Sweetest woman. And I told her that I'd get back. I'd have her back and help her in any way that I can. We developed a friendship, had her over actually for Shabbat dinner a while back, and I told her that she could keep my number handy in case of emergency so that if, God forbid, something ever happened, people could call me. And so it turns out that this lovely lady put my name and number in her wallet as well. And thanks to that, after her losing her purse and a lot of her personal information, a nice gentleman who found it was able to contact me, happy that the emergency was this rather than something else. So I quickly called this woman. And when she picked up the phone, she was sobbing, saying how, "Rabbi, she's having the most horrible day of her life and she could hardly catch her breath." I gently told her to calm down and said that I guarantee her day was about to get much better. But she said, "You don't understand. I lost my purse, my cell, my wallet, and so many other personal items." So I said, "I know." She said, "How could you possibly know?" Well, I told her because I had it and explained to her the whole story of how someone called me in case of that emergency. She, and to be honest, I was beside myself. She simply said I was an angel sent from heaven. And to be honest, I felt like I was God's angel sent to her as well. Not that I was anything great, but rather that God wanted to make sure she was looked after. And I was privileged in the most unexpected way to be that person. And so I ran over to her condo with my family, went for a little visit, returned the purse, and guess what? She's now joining our family on Friday night for dinner again. So it's amazing how this whole story unfolded. But the best part of it all is that reminder that there is actually no greater feeling than being the one that could be there to help others. That, my friends, is golden. And so on that note, wishing you an awesome Shabbos, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.